with you through until 1 o'clock. I'm Charlotte Kilbane. I'm in for Mandy Wiener today. Let's check in now with the latest on one of the thorniest issues of the past decade, that of e-tolls. This has got more people hot under the collar than just about anything else I can imagine. I can't personally claim to know anybody in Gauteng who actually pays e-tolls, and there's a monstrous outstanding debt. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA, has now asked the new finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, to waive billions of rands of that debt. OUTA's Wayne Duvenage joins us on the line now. Wayne, thanks for your time. This, in many ways, was a revolt of sorts in Gauteng, with people looking at the situation and kind of saying, oh, hell no. Do we have a sense of what the total unpaid debt is over the course of the past 7 or 8 years?
Yeah, look, it's been going on for a long time. E-tolls was turned on in December 2013, and it all depends on what figures you want to look at. But the minister has said there's a 4.6 billion rand amount that SANRAL, needs to, because they are funded by the state, and needs to make a decision on. And he put some very good points together with regards to a number of initiatives that the government has to make decisions on, and specifically the ANC, the ruling party. And on the e-toll matter, he like past finance ministers, clings to this outstanding debt at now at 4.6 billion rand. What we're saying to the minister is that this is uncollectible debt, and in any financial reporting, if you cannot collect the debt or demonstrate that you're going to be able to collect it, it has to be written off, and it has to be accounted for differently. And then we all go on to say that he has already been accounting for it, or providing for these funds and providing funds to SANRAL to cover these costs of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project debt through allocations from Treasury. So to beat this drum continuously that it should be paid when it never will be paid is what we're saying. They must get around this, get over it, and realize it's not going to happen.
And kind of weird, because we know SANRAL said that they were giving up on pursuing debt, and that was 2019, I think. So that's more than 2 years ago. And, with that in mind, it would seem almost churlish to hang on to this. Has the minister been amenable to your suggestions?
Well, Minister Godongwana is new in his role. Peter Mboweni, we've written to them. We've even had presentations to the transport minister a couple of years ago when they engaged with civil society. I mean, all the input that we can give to government has been given. We've written position papers on it and so much more. But you're quite right. What happened now is in March 2019, SANRAL realized that they're not going to pursue the summons debt. And remember, we had a court challenge waiting and prepared to go and fight this issue of summonsing. And they pulled the plug on that. So now you have a situation where they cannot summons, they cannot blacklist, because they've taken them out of the whole National Credit Act. So you have an inability to blacklist. You can't stop people from licensing their vehicles. So they have got no enforcement mechanism whatsoever to ensure that the public pay their e-toll bills. And here we sit with this ongoing question of, well, please pay your bills. But it isn't going to happen. The compliance levels are right down to less than 15%. Corporates, a few corporates and car rental companies, just continue to pay for no reason at all. And all they're doing is collecting the money and paying the people who collect the money. So it's crazy. And they've got to just make this decision once and for all.
And just bite the bullet. I mean, I guess it does fly in the face. Forgiving the debt flies in the face of this drum that Treasury beats all the time, of those who use the stuff must pay for the stuff. And that was one of Tito Mboweni's favorite riffs that he would riff on about at every budget briefing. Broadly, we know that Gauteng freeways do need some kind of a funding solution. It's the nation's economic hub. That makes it a national issue. So even though people in Cape Town aren't paying e-tolls, it still matters what happens to Gauteng's freeways. If not e-tolls, how should we be funding this?
Well, as you indicated, these are South Africa's roads. This is the economic hub of the country. About 34% of the fuel levies and taxes come from Gauteng, yet we don't have 34% of the road network. In fact, the Gauteng Freeway project of 186 kilometres is 1% of SANRAL's national freeway network, and yet they wanted to raise over 30% of their revenue from this 1%, which made it heavily skewed. So we're already contributing, and what we're saying to Treasury, you were funding SANRAL to the tune of 4 billion rand when the whole ETOL decision was made back in 2008-2009. They now get 15 billion rand. A lot of that money is fed through Treasury from the fuel levy, which has gone up as well significantly over that period from I think it was 24 billion at that time to now 85 billion rand just through the fuel levy. So the money's there. It's in the taxman's coffers. It's how they divvy that out. And, of course, when the country gets into a worse situation, economic and financial position that we're in now, it makes it tougher. But it doesn't there's no reason why to keep beating on this ETOL. The user pays principle is a very valid one, but only if you can make users pay. And if you can't, you have to drop that specific user pay principle and find another one. The fuel levy and taxation are the best user pays principles for the Gauteng Freeway project. It's a no-brainer. And we cannot understand why they haven't been able to see that after 7 years of failed tolling.
And after 7 years of open revolt from the citizens of Gauteng, as a CEO, Wayne Duvenage, thank you for joining us on the Midday Report this